we're interviewing a student here from the Avalon University. And your name is?
My name's Seda.
Hi, Seda. What are you studying at Avalon University currently?
So Avalon University is a med school, and that's what we're studying. I am in the med program. We have a pre-med program, which is mostly for students out of high school, and then a med program, which is for students who are currently in university, who have finished their graduate degrees, like bachelor's degrees.
Very good. Yes. Where is the university based?
It's in Curacao. So if you don't know what that is, I don't know if you've heard about the ABC Islands in the Caribbean. So it's Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. So it's just above Venezuela on the map.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And what is it like being an international student?
You know, a lot of people think that it's difficult, you know, being an international student coming back into the country. However, based on the students that we've had in the past, it's not as difficult because we have so many students that are that have come back and that are working as doctors in the States and in Canada as well. So it's hard, like, living abroad, especially when you're from the country. Like, I am from Canada. It's hard living abroad, but it's also very fun because you get to experience a whole new culture and a whole new place, a whole new country, and it's in a way that you can't experience it if you're just vacationing there.
Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. You get a little bit more taste of the authentic life there.
Yes.
What sort of cultural shock issues did you encounter when you first enrolled and started studying at the university?
I think the one thing that most people will encounter is the language barrier, because, you know, most of the places you go to, especially if it's like a touristy place, like when you go to the tourist part of town, everyone speaks English and everyone knows, you know, how to communicate with you. But when you're actually living there, like day to day, it's somewhat of a challenge because you're like, okay, well, how am I supposed to communicate with this person? You have to get very creative sometimes.
I guess so.
In your gestures and, like, trying to, you know, and pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to...
Yeah, Pictionary, everything.
Yeah. Trying to mimic coffee or something.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. No, I can see that being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Being an international student, is there any one particular sort of personality trait or leaning that you think would make somebody well suited to be an international student?
The one thing that I think is you really need to know is just to be open-minded about everything, because no matter where you go, there's going to be like a lot of cultural differences, not just like in the language, but in just the way people behave and like the behaviors that are expected of you or of somebody like living in a country like that. So, you know, you really have to be aware of like the people around you, you know, and just stay within like the limits of like what the society allows in that place.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you have to be aware of social imperatives
yes.
and things like that.
Yeah.
And customs. That's a plug for School
of Medicine. Avalon University School of Medicine. Yeah.
Very good. And they're in Curacao.
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
And you can find out more information at avalonu.org.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.